Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and the one and only Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Wow. Great report from Roy Rose on Hurricane Bank.
Awesome,
it's
man.
Biting, man. Time to go long-range fishing and time to get ready for your big bluefin tuna coming up this year.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. Great times going on today and great information with Jim in the studio. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Lots of cool stuff going on this morning. Two ways you can be a part of the show. First is our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking phone calls, we talking inshore, we're talking offshore, we're talking the beautiful Cortez. We are also giving away such an unbelievable prize. Man, if you didn't hear the first half of the show, listen to what we are giving away today. Thanks to our great buddy Jim and Cortez Sport Fishing. Any day and a half or two and a half open party trip on board the Cortez, you're getting to go fishing. And not only are you going fishing on a day and a half or two and a half open party trip, you're getting to bring your fishing buddy, too.
Unbelievable.
A prize good for you and a guest on any open party 1.5 or 2.5 day trip this year going fishing on the Cortez. Unbelievable for sure.
Indeed. And phones are packed, but keep on trying. But in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for our FishDope.com catch report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to connect Spectra to mono or fluorocarbon. It's easy to use and has proven dependability. The crimps go through your guides with ease, and they make casting short top shots a breeze. The system connects everything that you need to make a quick connection and is affordably priced. You can go to tackle your big tuna, or you can be nice and stealthy for that picky bite. The Sato Crimp system is the one that you want. You can get them at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at the Longfin. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Jim.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, guys, regardless of what's been going on with offshore fish during the inshore season, it sure felt like winter when that squall line rolled through here last night about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that was a good buddy. Yeah.
That was the real deal, man. And unfortunately, we're kind of stuck with this weather pattern for a bit. The storm track is set up perfectly to keep us off the water for several more days, although we certainly need the rain. But it's kind of a bummer because situation's been interesting for sure. Last week, that bluefin situation there, it made for some big news when you're catching 60 to 80 pounders a few miles off the beach in the first week of January. I mean, come on. But there's still some signal that they are around. Not much has been caught here this week compared to last week. But I had reports from the backside of Clemente, some fishing jumping around back there. Same thing, backside of Cat, still some of that coastal fish showing. So, again, little has been caught, but it's just, I mean, it's amazing to me that with all this weather we've had, the bulk of the water is still 60-plus degrees. That just bodes well. So we'll see what goes on there. Also offshore, you got a legitimate shot at some kelp patty yellows. Sounds like a little more up our way here, like six off of Newport out to the 14, down to the 267, and towards Sano has kind of been the sector for that kelp patty fish. It's been mostly 4 to 8 pounds, not tankers for sure, but there's been a few in there, 10 to 12 pounds, so it's certainly worth a shot. And, you know, you hit the right kelp, just like always, you hit the right kelp, and it's been pretty decent fishing. And then locally, which is more normal for winter time to be talking about, sculpin sand bass on the local spots, they've been biting pretty good. Actually, the sandies have been biting darn good on deeper structure, squid, leadhead combo, fish low and slow on heavier gear is the answer there. There's been a lot of good, great fish. But, guys, with the weather and the good football games here this weekend, it might be time to kind of stay in, get your gear ready to go for when conditions straighten out.
Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairplex. perfect time to go get
your
fishing fix right
exactly.
there.
Yeah, indeed. There you go.
Fishdope.com, always the great information. We were talking about with Jim how important it is to share information, and that's what Fishdope's all about is you get the current information from the guys in the know like Mark Wish. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW, and how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the new website that's almost ready to go live, which is going to be really neat because we've got a lot of really neat pictures of our bait tank stuff that we didn't have on the old one there. But that's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and that'll be up in just a few more days.
Look
cool,
forward
man.
To it.
I'm excited.
Thanks for that,
yeah.
Mark. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys.
See you, Mark. All right, let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing in the home of the Cortez. We're going to talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on this morning?
Well, unfortunately, a pretty slow week. A little bit of rain today, kind of slowing things down there. So don't have much report, unfortunately. A little bit of half-day fishing sneaking in there, looking around for whatever they can get a hold of here with that bottom fish closed off. A little bit of a bonito, calico bass, sand bass in the mix. But pretty slow overall. But hopefully once this rain blows through, they'll be back to business, getting out there looking. We do have some trips coming up here. If you take a look at the website, c4landing.com. Those half-day trips are scheduled up there. The San Diego's taking a bit of a break, so no full day currently. But we do have some day-and-a-half trips scheduled on the weekends there. The Tribute's going to be running some day-and-a-half trips, so definitely check those out. I believe the Tribute has a few spots left on a three-and-a-half-day trip next week also, so definitely take a look at that. So c4landing.com. Always give us a call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. And like I said, you know, a little rainy today. Stay inside, you know, stay warm, maybe get that gear cleaned up, get ready for some more fishing here. And, guys, I wish I had more to tell you, but it's been a pretty slow week since last time I talked to you guys.
Yeah, big swell, closing the harbor and all that. And, yeah, not a good week to go out at Seaforth, right?
No. I mean, if you want to do some whale watching, there's definitely some gray whales out there. And if you haven't done that, it's always definitely worth doing. If you have people visiting that might not want to go fishing or just want to get out on the water, got those. We are going to be running those half as soon as we can, but it's been a pretty slow week. So stay dry. Get your gear ready for some fishing coming up here once the weather cleans up.
Awesome. Well, great information. We appreciate that as always. Wait for this little weather window to get by, and we'll get back to catching at Seaforth. Marcos, great job on the report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, well, that's going to temporarily wrap up our Catch Report now. Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Big event coming up just a little over 2 weeks away at Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay there. It's Sunday, January 27th. It's the 7th annual Big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. Starts off with a live broadcast with us, 7 to 9 a.m. right there at Dana Landing. Benny Florentino will be our guest along with others. And then 10 to 11, they're going to have a great seminar with Corey Sandin, Afrin Abutin, Benny Florentino, Matt Moyer, the Ultimate Bay Bass
That's
Seminar.
That's going
to be great. I'll be emceeing that. And vendors, wow, the number of vendors, Pure Fishing, MC Swim Baits, War Bait, Chase Baits, Daiwa, Auk Lures, Yeti, Phoenix, Seeker Rod, Salty Crew, Small Gloat Club, Traeger, Brew Surf, Fisherman's Processing.
Jeez.
Yeah, Fisherman. Yeah, Sean will be there
this
giving
is
out
everything,
samples.
Man. This is crazy.
Pedro's Kayak Fishing. Jeff will be there. CCA will be there. And Dana Land is giving away a $40 gift card if you join CCA that morning. H&H Marine, San Diego Anglers, Freedom Boat Club, free lunch from Traeger Grills. Rory will be there cooking them up, and not breaking contests. It's a big event. That is, and oh, I forgot to mention the huge tackle sale.
Dude, that's what I was waiting for, man. The sale that Johnny and Steve do every year there is crazy. Not just on swim baits and lead heads and all that kind of stuff. That's you know, they basically take everything that's right for the Bay Bass Tournament, and then they put it on sale. Then they put everything else on sale. It's one not to be missed. There's giveaways. It's just a really, really fun, cool day down at Dana Landing, and I can't wait. It's an every-year event around the Bay Bass Tournament, and I just can't wait. It's going to be an awesome day.
It's a good one for sure. So be sure to mark your calendar. Sunday, January 27th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, at Dana Landing in Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Scott Sherman, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Great morning. Show.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, I got two questions for you. First one's for you, Pete. If I was to end my sponsorship today, would I qualify for the drawing for today's prize? Because that's pretty good.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll just have to stick with our relationship the
way
it is.
Okay, good. That's a good thing.
And then for Rambo there, on the dead flyers and flying those things, what would you say is the number one tip for doing that properly? You know, I got the yummy all dialed in just in time for them to start biting the dead flyers, you know?
You know what we found is using a big giant, using a double treble and then using a big hook for the flyer and using a small hook and put a live sardine or a live mackerel, a small one on it, and keeps the activity going around the dead flyer.
Oh, good idea.
That worked very well.
Huh?
Yeah. And then a couple guys just taking a balloon and floating out the flyer, the dead flyer, letting it get away from the boat and just widening it in a little bit.
Yeah. A helium balloon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I found that we just use a sardine or a little, a mackerel
on
a double treble. Yeah. Keep a little commotion going on. And they were all over that.
I like that idea. That's a good one.
That's a good one for sure.
It worked out well.
Yeah. Which one would they bite?
I don't know, because neither one of the baits came up. I'm pretty sure it was a flyer, though.
Flyer, yeah.
That's a good
great.
Idea.
That's
I
a
like
good,
that
that's
one.
A, you're just giving, you're giving it away here. Your secrets.
Oops.
That's why I listen to the show, guys.
Hey, man, there's
I like it.
There's no secrets with gyros anymore. You can always spy on a guy like, oh, that's what's going on over there. I think that's cool, Jim. I like that one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate your sponsorship, too.
All right,
Snap Insurance, the place to get your insurance, no doubt about it. Hey, you know, thanks to Mike Lum, he reminded me that congratulations to you, Jim. You're now a fellow Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea board member.
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome, Jim.
Along with new members, John Yamati. And Frank Gerstey from H&M
Landy.
From H&M Landy. Which is great, and been on the board for quite a while, and wow, you guys are going to add so much to that. And I know already you have done so much for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo.
We tried
taking a lot of kids.
That's our future, you know. I mean, and getting the kids out in the water. I mean, a lot of these kids have never even seen the ocean, let alone anything else, you know. Yeah. And then getting them out with, you know, a couple other guys helping out fishing and stuff like that, and we like it.
That's good.
Anything we can contribute, we're going to try to.
Well, look forward to getting a lot of kids out fishing with you, board member. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mike, and thanks, Rick, for the reminder. All right.
Well, the phones are packed, man. Everybody wants to talk to Jim. How about we dive right back in and talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Captain Jim. Appreciate taking my call. This is a really good show today.
Thanks, buddy.
Question for you. I know each vessel needs to go through Coast Guard inspection. I believe it's on an annual basis. Can you talk about that and also some of the safety training that the crew goes through?
Well, most of the boats are inspected every year, both hauled out and a topside inspection. Topside inspection goes through all your life-saving gear, the structure of the vessel and as far as the top. Safety concerns as far as in the galley, seating steps, you know, and most of these guys got this down to a routine. Then we haul out the boat every year. You check all your running gear, paint the bottom. You know, I mean, you don't get a chance to do that when you're in the water. So always try to make sure your running gear and everything's good. And, you know, like I say, a lot of these boats spend a lot of time out of the water to make sure everything's going, because they're going to be going for a long time, the whole year in the summertime. Some of the boats, like the wooden boats, they can go for 2 years without being hauled out. And if the guys feel comfortable with that, fine. I've always found it's pay me now, pay me later thing.
Yeah.
You know, you stay in the water for 2 years, you're going to pay twice as price as far as getting everything clean off the bottom. Plus, I like everything clean off the bottom and everything running good at the beginning of the season. You know, that way we know everything's good. You know, cutlass bearings, shafts, props, rudders, all that good stuff. The Coast Guard does a pretty thorough job. They have a checklist that they got to go by. They check all the electrical, mechanical, everything. So
they're inspected every year.
Yeah, well, we're inspected every year, topside wise, and we haul out and we ask for an inspection. Also, suggest it for the our haul outs. You can get one every year. A lot of times, Coast Guard, you're not due for one until next year. You know, but hey,
maybe next year is a different issue. You want to have it all out,
yeah,
and get it done. So,
what's Coast Guard most commonly looking for, and what are, I mean, I'm, you know, what are the things that they typically, if they do find something, what, like, what are the common things? Like, oh, you need to, you know, somebody needs to shore this up, or what are the?
Oh, they do. They'll make suggestions, or they'll actually want you to tell them what you are going to do to correct a problem.
Sure.
But they check, first of all the safety stuff. Mm-hmm. Check the drug programs. Make sure all your crew members are in a drug program and how long. A lot of paperwork involved. Then they go, you know, through the structure of the vessel. You know, checking all the beams, everything, you know, if there's any kind of dry rot on a wood boat, any kind of rust problem on a metal boat, any kind of pitting on an aluminum boat. Mm-hmm. So there's several things every Coast Guard inspector has to go through.
Checking out the bones.
Yeah. They check out the bones, make sure everything's good. And the inspectors down here in San Diego have been very, very thorough for the most part. So
let's expand on that drug program, because it's not that they have to be in a rehab program. It's actually it's a drug program.
Drug-free program.
It's a drug-free program. It's administered by DOT, you know, your Department of Transportation. Everybody is in a consortium. The vessel has to have safety-sensitive positions, plus the captain and the second. So any of the crew members that are in safety-sensitive position has to be in this random program. We have a consortium company that tells, okay, you got these guys have been picked for random. You got to send them in. They go take a drug test. And they do that. You got to have so many of them done throughout the year. Sometimes we've had all our crew done twice in a year, 1 year.
Wow. That's just a random test.
It's a random test, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to send them down.
Yeah.
You know, and,
and if you fail it, you're out.
You're whoosh. You got to have a policy on the boat, whether, you know, are you going to put this guy in rehab, or are you just going to get rid of him? And you got to notify the Coast Guard and everything. Even I've had people apply for jobs and say, well, you got to pass a drug test. You send them down, and they don't pass. And I just throw them the paperwork. And I really got into it with the Coast Guard guys because they say, you can't do that. You got to sit there and tell us when a guy doesn't pass. I said, I didn't hire him. I said, we don't care about that. We want to find out if he's going to go try to get a job on another boat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good point.
You.
So it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good stuff, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, you were talking earlier about competition.
Yeah.
We have some tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's that?
Captain Marcus Medak and Adam Williams.
Very, very good.
From the new Lo-Ann.
Yes.
They'll be here in the studio with us.
They were probably, Adam and Marcus did a very good job on bluefin fishing this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fishing. Yeah. Both of them did very, very well. Adam's really, you know, a younger guy in the fleet, and guys like him is what we need in this fleet. You know?
Yeah.
So but it was good.
That's going to be a good show tomorrow morning.
Sam, very good.
Sam Patella, when he was on the show a long time ago, he said my most favorite thing about it, because it was the first thing that popped in my mind when Pete said, you know, what keeps Jim going? He said competition. And Sam said that same thing. You know, he goes, I want the entire fleet to catch fish when we go out there.
That's right.
I just want to catch one more than everybody else. You know, I want everybody to do great as long as I'm doing just one step better. That's what, you know, and competition is what drives. And it's your buds. I mean, you're all colleagues.
Oh,
you all
yeah.
work together.
No,
but
we do.
Hell yeah, you want to catch
everybody.
More
I mean, there's not one guy that wouldn't help another guy in the
exactly.
fleet as far as an emergency situation or something like that. But they all, like I said, competition breeds good business.
Exactly.
You know,
I love it.
And if guy's doing something that you see that he's catching fish like that, you're going to adapt to that, you know, on the other side of it. And we got guys that, you know, most of my people know if we're around other boats, there's something wrong because we're usually out west.
Yeah.
Like that, so.
Yeah.
I like it.
No doubt. Hey. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1098. All the lines are full. Keep on trying.
Gary in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
I have a new reel that I got for Christmas, and I wanted to ask Jim how I should set that up for these bluefin. It's the VIS X20 pin.
The new international.
The new international. You know, we have four or five of those on our last trip. They're pretty nice reels. We had backing. A lot of the guys, I asked them how they had set them up, and most of the guys had 200-pound Spectra, then go down to 130, and then they had, you know, they put a loop on the end of it, and that way they could change their top shots. But a lot of the guys had 130 across all the way down.
Down.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, another question about that reel, probably for Rick, is it has an adjustable strike, and I guess you could use a little screwdriver and move that back and forth. So I hear people saying set the strike to so many pounds, but if it's adjustable, how do you know where to move that thing?
The thing you're talking about, like the slide, is it's basically a safety, so you don't go too far. I would put your strike at what a comfortable position, you know, three quarters of the way up the drag slide, set that there, and then you set the amount of pressure based on the preset, and you know, and that's going to be based on a couple of things, on the top shot size you're fishing, and really just what you comfortably can hang on to. And big fish fishing requires a fair amount of drag pressure, but too much drag pressure will wear out an angler too fast, too. You know, it's real common to see guys read on the internet about all these big high drag. I fish 40 pounds of drag pressure. Almost nobody can fish like that. You know, I mean, you can drag scale your reel at 40 pounds and maybe rip, you know, 6 feet of line off and think that you can hang on to it, and that's fine for, you know, 20 seconds if you pull a line off the reel, but trying to hang on to that amount of drag pressure for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour is another thing. And then keep in mind that you need to be able to put a bend in your rod and let somebody else slide under you with a big fish, or you go over them. So anyways, I would say set your stop at three quarters of the way up the slide, and then just assess your drag pressure as what's appropriate for you. And as always, like, I'm the biggest defer to a crew member ever. I work in a tackle store and I'm around it my whole life. And the first thing I do still, even with as completely confident as I am, as I always grab one of the guys, what do you think about this thing for 100 pounds? What do you think about this for 130 pounds?
Because they're on
pounds?
The day, boat every day.
Every
Jim,
day.
You have some input on setting your drag?
I'm always a true believer. You can always tighten the drag. But if it's too tight to start with, it's over with at the beginning.
That's why they make the preset.
That's it. So you grab the line. If you can pull it out and not make it sound like a guitar string, you know, that's where you want. Remember one thing. You hook a fish, it's going to pull some line, then you can tighten the drag to where you feel comfortable. And like Rick said, it depends on the rod. You got to move around people and stuff like that. Remember, if you're moving around people and you got a heavy fish on, you're going to back off the drag anyways and go over the top or go underneath, whatever you got to do, you know. But set it to where you feel comfortable and where you can pull it out. And like I said, that fish comes up, you can always tighten it.
Big fish fishing, I like to fish quite a bit of drag. Over the last few years, I've grown to really like to fish a lot of drag pressure. But you also have to be very mindful when you're doing that. When I get a bite from a fish on a big fish rig, I don't put my drag lever all the way up to the strike position where you normally fight. When I get a bite from a big one, I push that drag lever forward a half of an inch. You know, I just push enough drag to put that hook in the fish and let him take a whole bunch of line off the reel. Let him get that first burst out, and then when he's somewhat settled down, then I'll move my drag all the way up to the strike position. And I like to have a lot of drag up there. But you need to be aware of that, and you need to be willing to back it off when you feel that thing start to shake its head and you know that he's gonna go again. Just bring that thing back a quarter of an inch. I don't mind a fish taking a bunch of line off the reel. Let him get away from the boat, stay away from tangle, get that burst out, get him settled down. I'll get the line back, that way.
But if somebody doesn't fish a lot and they want to set the preset, just because, you know, it's the old, I'm going to get a bite, I'm going to push that thing right up the strike. That's why they make a strike point on a lever drag reel.
Exactly.
Because somebody may not be have their head with them when they get a bite to just kind of a little bit of drag on. So always be ready to put it at the right spot.
It always bothers me when I see these guys with the scales on the rods, you know, they put it on the rail or pulling on it because, my buddy said it set it at 28, set it at 30. No, set it for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to relate. Totally.
No two people are the same.
Right.
You know, and it makes a big difference.
And the best way in your eyes is just to pull it off.
Pull it off your amp. You got to be able to pull it off because that's going to be your comfort. If you can't pull it off that lane, that tells you what the strength you have in your arms, what you can pull on.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
And it's happening today at the Fairplex in Pomona. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show.
You can see the newest models, the latest marine gear and tech gadgets, accessories, and everything that a new boater needs.
Hey, it's a perfect time, perfect weekend. You can't go out on the water this weekend,
exactly.
So get over to the boat show at the Fairplex. They have a wide range of new products and services that make owning a boat and operating a boat much more enjoyable.
Starting this morning at 10 o'clock and going until 8, and then tomorrow, Sunday, the final day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission's just $15, kids 12 and under free, and there's discounts available for active U.S. military.
They've got a boat with your name on it. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show today and tomorrow at the Fairplex in Pomona. For more information, check. And to purchase tickets, visit losangelesboatshow.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time: Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star, man. Good morning.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Tim.
I got to say, after that call from Roy Rose and all that good fishing that the Royal Polaris and the Shogun are having right now in the long-range world, are you getting pumped up for those four-day fly-down, fly-back Mazatlan trips or what?
I am. I'm fired up. I know fish is starting to move in down there, too. It sounds like, you know, traditionally January is a darn good month for that big fish, and it's just a little bit later, you know, stuff moved in. You know, it was looking pretty bleak down there, you know, around November, December, but obviously things have woken up. The fish either came up from down deep or they moved up from wherever the heck they were down south of there. Long and short of it is, I'm feeling pretty pumped, man. There's a lot of opportunity now. Sounds like there's fish in a bunch of different places, so I can't wait to get out there. You know, I'm really excited talking with Brian last week, we've done a lot of research, and what I'm more excited than anything about is expanding that zone, that you know, the traditional zone that's outside of the islands there. You know, there's a lot of good fishing that's happened way above, you know, literally out in front of Mazatlan that you know, no one in the traditional long range fleet has ever tapped into. So not only are the traditional grounds the guys out of PV target, but there's a lot more stones to unturn. And, you know, more than anything, I'm really excited to get out there in the water, get looking and go down there with that big load of sardines and see what we can find and make happen on those schools of dolphins and the school fish, you know. That's the we've talked about it plenty, but that's the big game changer, no doubt.
I think the other thing that bodes so well for these trips is seeing all the variances in grade down there from the guys that are doing the traditional PV trips. You know, for a while they were just catching the occasional big one, and as of late, you know, now that we're getting closer to these 4-day Mazatlan trips on Royal Star, you're seeing a lot of fish, you know, from 90 to 130 pounds and a couple of cows and a couple of big 300 pounders. I mean, there's some serious life that, like you said, has just really started to fire off here in the last couple of weeks.
I think that's it, man. I mean, that's what it feels like. I've been doing this long enough. You know, you kind of get a gut feeling, and it just seems like that's what's going on. The fish are waking up, and you hit it right on the head there, Ricky. There's nothing we like more than what we call the bread and butter fish. You know, that 90 to 120, the 150 to 170s. You mix in the big ones. I mean, that's right up our alley, man. That's our game. I can't wait. I'm ready to go fishing.
And I'll tell you, this is going to be like your own private charter on the Royal Star.
Seriously.
Because the loads are light. And
I know it.
You're going to add, and you're running the trips. You're going, both trips will be going. Why don't you give us the dates and how somebody want, if they want to, and there's flights available out of Tijuana and
flights.
Los Angeles. Yeah. And you can stay at the El Cid, or you can stay anywhere in Mazatlan if you want, or just fly in and fly out 4 days to go catch an amazing experience, an amazing opportunity on the Royal Star. What are the dates, Tim?
Groundbreaking. Yeah, the first trip is January 25th through the 29th. It leaves the 25th in the afternoon at about 5 p.m., gets back on the 29th about 7 a.m. in the morning, and the second one leaves on the 29th again about 5 p.m. and gets back on February 2nd, February 3rd, rather. But anyway, it's both trips have plenty of availability. We're running. We're in. We're committed. We got to get this thing off the ground. And, you know, it is. It's going to be like the private charter. I think one of them has 10, the other one has 12. We got a couple anglers on the line or on the fence that are waiting to book. So, regardless, you guys are going to be going out with a hell of a light load. And you know, not the greatest for us, but at this point, we don't care. We're ready to go fishing.
That's so cool,
that
man.
That is
so
cool.
I love it.
And you can put your boat stuff on the boat. And then you bring all the fish and everything back to San Diego for both trips. It's going to be such an opportunity for somebody. And I know our buddy Dave Dolan is hosting the first trip, and Arnie Sekel is hosting our second trip. I am so bummed I can't go. I had some conflicts. I couldn't make it. But, Tim, it is going to be the opportunity of a lifetime for somebody to go aboard the Royal Star, 4-day fly-down, fly-back trips. At the end of this month on the Royal Star, you can book right online, right?
That's right. You can book online. You can call Tracy in the office. If you need a little prompting or encouragement, call either Brian or I. We're around all week. We'll try to help you get there to make the decision. You know, whatever it takes, man. We're ready to go. And Pete, we're going to get you out there. We're going to figure it out next year and try to work something so we can get a Let's Talk Cookup trip in there when maybe you and even you and Ricky can both get on the boat at the same time. Wouldn't that be something?
How cool would that be? Because a 4-day trip, that's totally doable.
Pull it off.
That's what I love about this trip is that a guy with a limited schedule can come down and legitimately fish long range, big fish with all the accommodations that comes along with fishing on the Royal Star in 4 days.
Okay, that was off the cuff, but I think that's a good idea. I think that's what we're going to shoot for next year. The Pete and Ricky Mazatlan trip
there
on Royal
go.
Star.
I dig it, Tim.
You got it, man. All right, Tim. Well, thanks, and good luck on that trip. We'll look forward to a phone call about all those big ones you're putting on the deck on the Royal Star here in a couple weeks.
Oh, heck yeah. We'll be calling you guys. And one other thing, you know, we have those trips in March also, at the end of February and March. So if these January trips don't work out, we still have room on that first March trip. It's in the first week of March there. So don't hesitate to give us a jingle. And like I said, we'll keep you guys posted. Have a good rest of the show. Good morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Morning.
That's cool. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited. Keep talking to Jim. Let's talk to Chuck. He called us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for everything. Great show.
Morning.
Jim, you know, if Wooly recommends it, you got to be good.
Willie's been on your boat,
you know, but I'm trying.
I got that. Willie's a good guy. Willie's a good guy.
He mentors my son, Chet.
Oh, very good.
Now, in the tuna wars, the Western Outdoors, we're talking about competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get on your boat. You guys sell. Are you guys going to be on that again this year?
No, we won't be. The last 2 years, the previous 2 years of that, we had 3 guys coming out. But last couple of years, they've only had 2.
Yeah. So. And this next year, and you're on the board of directors now, it's going to be the Tomahawk.
Right.
And
the Liberty. That's right.
The Liberty. So those two boats. Yes. And Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert are both coming out.
Cool.
So that's going to be a great time. Still spots available. It's toward the end of June there. So really good time for bluefin tuna fishing.
It was this last couple of years.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's the largest 3 tuna win the competition.
May I just clarify that? Yes.
Indeed. So, but yeah, you've participated and helped Captain Rallo's a lot.
No, we've done that a couple of years, and it was fun. You know, I like, and, you know, we had Paul on the boat, and he's, you know, nothing like on a show. He's hilarious.
He's
good humor.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
And he does this out of his heart. Because he was the one that started the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he's a good man to have. And,
yes.
He's going to be on the Liberty.
I don't know which one.
I don't know
how to divide it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be on Liberty. But if you want to go, check out CaptainRallos.org, you can book right there or call the guys and get on those trips because they're going to fill up.
That's cool.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to Viel, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Viel.
Hey, good morning, guys. The reason why I was calling is I am pretty new to fishing. I've been on a couple full-day trips and one overnight trip. I just wanted to ask about not necessarily the tackle, but more the mental, you know, being mentally prepared for that multiple-day trip.
It's a good question.
So always done short trips, wanting to expand to a little bit longer trip.
Not an issue.
Yeah.
Just go in exactly. You've been on one overnight trip. It's no different. You got a crew on every boat. And with us, we actually take the people and we don't dictate enough to them to ask the crew if you have any questions. It's nothing different than your all day, 3/4 day fishing. One day, you can go to a day and a half, a 2.5, and you're not going to see any, you're just going to be more time.
Yeah, that's
And you're going to learn a little bit more.
Here's what Jim was talking about before is why he runs day and a half rather than one day trips. And that is you get a full day of fishing no matter whether the fish are 40 miles or 100 miles.
That's right. We're going back to that.
That's key.
It is. And we're going back to that 24-hour thing, getting to see, you know, what conditions can change and still be in range of catching something.
Yeah.
You know, the one day trip was just too fast, and I'm nothing against the one-day trips, but the guys got to do it. They're turning and burning back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting 5, 6, 7 hours of fishing time in, you know, in the summertime, and especially in the summertime where you got, where it's staying daylight until 8:30.
Right.
You know, you're missing 7, 8 hours of fishing time.
Yeah.
You know, where we do the 1.5 and the 2.5, you're getting a full 1 day or a full 2 days.
Yeah, and going on a boat like the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing, you're going to get some personal handling too.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is really key, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We go around, you know, a lot of the guys, I say, you got to go set up your gear, and then I have my crew go cut it all off and we start over. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, because you only take 20 people max.
That's right.
Yeah, that's key.
I think Jim said the best thing at the beginning there. If you've already been on a one-day trip or a two-day trip and you're wanting to go to a multi-day, there's nothing else you need to do except go enjoy more good food and more
that's
fishing
right.
time. I mean, that's it. Everything else is the same.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, hope you do that. Phil, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mike calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Great show today. This is really a good show.
Thanks, Mike.
My question is for Jim. When you do the bluefin fishing, how many rigs would you take and what size and what would you have in your tackle box to, you know, ensure that you're going to get a nice bluefin?
Well, a lot of it's you're going to listen to the crew as far as hook size and whatever, so you're going to have to variety hooks from a 2.0 to a 4.0 J hook and from a 2.0 circle hook to a 7.0. circle hook. You're going to have anywhere from 6 to 8 ounce sinkers. torpedo sinkers. You're going to probably have a couple.
Torpedo sinkers?
Yeah. Couple of, you know, for sinker rigs. Yeah.
Okay.
You
know, rubber bands.
Some rubber bands, which we have on the boat. You're going to have three or four of these flat balls, and then you're going to have the crew rig them, the flat balls, the correct way. I mean, to keep
with them. With the leader, right?
Well, with the leader, and we're going to put a couple hooks up on top and on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Keep some things from swallowing them. We found it. We went through a lot of flat falls the last 4 or 5 years earlier because they were just swallowing these things all the way to the stomach. And the ones that didn't get broken off, we found that that's where they were swallowing them to. So first we tried a double leader and see if we can, you know, so what, they bite through one, they can't get through. You know, that was harder to get a bite. And we start putting hooks, two or three. Some guys put four hooks on the top. Right by where the line ties on, and three or four on the bottom. That kept the bluefin from swallowing them.
Interesting.
And they would hook on the outside, the inside, hook right here in the gill, and it kept them from getting bit off.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, so good that tip. Helped. Yeah. So you're going to have that. You're going to have, other than that, I don't think you need to bring any much more. Anything else most of the boats will have. As far as rods, reels, you're going to bring something at nighttime from just pre-dark to pre-daylight, you're going to be fishing. On my boat, we want you nothing less than 100 pound. And a lot of guys, 130. During the daytime, you're going to go a little bit lighter line. So I'd say three rigs, something with 40, 50 pound, something with 60, 70 pound, or 80 pound line, and then something with some heavy-duty Spectra.
Okay, what about the sinker rig? Explain that to us.
Okay, sinker rig, depending on whether we got squid or sardines, or we might use two or three sardines on a hook and call it a chandelier, but you're going to take a torpedo sinker, you're going to rubber band it on the line so make sure it doesn't slip down, and it'll be anywhere from 3, 4, 5 feet above the hook, like that, and you're going to let them down slow. You know, you're going to nose hook a bunch of sardines, maybe call a chandelier rig, or a squid rig, or a piece of squid. You know, whole squid. We used a lot of dead squid this year. Uh-huh. Wasn't a lot of squid around, but the ones we got, every time we got a live squid swimming around the boat, it was an instant bite.
Okay.
So we started using a lot of dead squid. That worked out very well. So.
All right. That's you can do that day or night.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And the beauty of that is you can fish that heavy gear.
Yes.
You can fish that heavy tackle, especially when it's
late. Yourself a chance anyway, especially at nighttime. Because at nighttime, you don't know what. I mean, a lot of our big fish, or bigger fish, were all caught at night.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, our guardian angel, Mike Lum, is keeping us on. Paul's on the Tomahawk. And
there you
Captain
go.
Dave Marciano will be on the Liberty.
Liberty.
And the spots are filling up on both boats, Mike says, because Mike keeps an oversee and on that. So best thing to do is email howard@rollokids.org. You can check information out at rollokids.org, but howard@rollokids.org. Email him and tell him you want to go on the trip and give him your info. He'll contact you.
Mike and Howard do an excellent job, too.
Oh, you know. Mike is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Howard is
Howard's
such
the
a
man.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Gaze. I've got, I use a trolling rod with the 80-pound mono on it, and what I was wondering now, what can I use that for on a 3-day trip? I know you mentioned about the 80-pound setup, but is the mono, I know you can't get as much line on it. Will that bother me? And then also, which is better, to get loaner gear from you or from the landing?
Well, you could do, okay, well, your first part, 80 pounds not going to hurt you. I don't know what kind of reel you have it on. And some people say a trolling rod. Well, a trolling rod could be several different things. Most of the rods that you're going to fish that heavy gear on is going to at least have a tip roller guide, at least that. And as far as getting gear, we have gear on the boat, plus the landing seaport has gear, Talicas, and heavy-duty two-speed reels.
They
will rent out. So
yeah. They've gotten pretty good at that stuff because needed to, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called for it, and they know they
gotta
got
have it.
You got to have it now. That's all there is to it.
The fish is just too big. The fish is too big to have the old school single speed stuff.
You can't. We look like the guys on Wicked Tuna when the guy's using a single speed. We got to pull the line in.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to do it.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, Ed, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in and talk to John calling from Lakeside. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Good morning.
Anyways, hey, how much bait does that Cortez hold?
We hold between 120 and 150 scoops.
Wow.
Jeez. We have we built three 4-foot round bait tank triangle design on the back of the boat a couple years ago. And we started off with 25 scoops in each one, and I looked in the tank, it looked empty. So we ran that trip like that, and then we tried 35 scoops. That all held up good. And we've been experimenting over the years. At the end of this season, we had over 50 scoops in each tank of cured bait that had been sitting in there for almost a month. And then we have two 25, 30 scoop slammer tanks in the stern.
Wow.
Also.
So you can carry plenty of bait for 2.5 day trip.
Plenty of bait. Yeah.
Not going to run out.
We didn't run out of bait.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out our app if you have not downloaded our app yet. It's a great app. It's free. It's brought to you by Shimano this year. And I'll tell you what, you can listen to archives. This show will be on the archive here real soon. You can listen live. You can call the show. You can connect with all our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We'll have those John Collins videos up here real soon on our YouTube channel. But it's a great app. It's free. So why not download it? Download it in the App Store or the Google Play Store. The Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the Cortez and bringing a buddy. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therez rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therez is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to Fisherman'sLanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at Fisherman'sLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner, and I mean big winner, because you're going fishing on a day and a half or a 2.5 open party trip and bringing a guest that is going to Gary in San Diego. Gary, congratulations.
Wow.
You are so stoked. There's not a more fun boat to fish on than the Cortez.
Indeed. And Captain Jim Hughes, Cortez, thank you very much. That was a very generous donation.
And
really
a great
appreciate
show, man.
You taking the time to come, because I know you're a busy guy. You're running the Cortez. You're on the Royal Polaris all the time. You're just, You're fixing things.
Yeah, but I had a good substitute last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Brought in the B team.
Yeah. Well, he put the B team on the boat, so he had to read. Yeah.
So again, if somebody wants to ride the Cortez, you better get on it, right?
Yeah, we have a few spots open as far as for charters. Like I say, we're probably 80% booked right now. You can get a hold of me personally, 619-203-2965, or call C4 Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383.
And if a charter, if you say, okay, I want to be a charter master, I want to book some dates,
right?
Then you'll also help them fill some of those spots.
Oh, absolutely, too. Yeah. And I mean,
so you don't have to fill them all.
No, I mean, depending on how many you want on the boat. And so forth. I mean, don't come to me and say, hey, I want to charter the boat and it's only me.
Yeah.
I need you to fill up 16 spots.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
But if you got 14 guys you want to fill up a couple spots, I can get
you
that.
You can help them out.
I can do that.
And if you want to have 14 guys on the boat, if you want to have 20 guys on the boat.
That's right. I'll take whatever you want to do. Maybe some of my groups be six.
Six people?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
That's sort of like what's happening on the show right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Jim. Again, C4 Sport Fishing, and your phone number with the Cortez?
It's 619-203-2964, and the C4 is 619-224-3383.
We got good guys in the office.
Yeah.
And, of course, CortezSportFishing.com.
Correct.
Yeah, all right, Jim. Thank you very much. Tomorrow! On Let's Talk Hookup, we talked about them. Captain Marcus Medak and Adam Williams from the New Loanne will be in the studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Another great show. Thanks to Adam for everything he does, both on our app here in the Mighty 1090 studio, as well as putting up those archives right away. We appreciate what you do, Adam. And thanks to you, we appreciate you out there right here on the Mighty 1090.